This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Tuesday repeated his intentions to launch a major military operation into the southern Gaza city of Rafah, just as ceasefire talks appear to be making progress. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Netanyahu says with or without a deal, the Israeli military will move into Rafah, where hundreds of thousands of Palestinians are sheltering, and which he says is Hamas's last major stronghold. The U.S. has warned Israel against any Rafah offensive that puts civilians at risk. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says Israel's worked in good faith on a proposal that would essentially include a trade in the pause for fighting for Hamas releasing hostages.
It's a really good proposal, and Hamas ought to jump at it.
Netanyahu is under pressure from hardline cabinet members to reject any deal that might squash a Rafah invasion. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The White House has also reacted to news Tuesday that dozens of protesters on the campus of Columbia University in New York City have taken over a university building, barricading the entrances and unfurling a Palestinian flag out of a window in the latest escalation of demonstrations against the Israel-Hamas war that have spread to college campuses nationwide. Speaking to reporters Tuesday, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the White House continues to support free speech and the right to protest policies and ideas that people may disagree with.
You just got to do it peacefully. You can't hurt anybody, and you can't, in this case, like, you can't be disrupting the educational pursuit of your fellow students. They have a right to go to school, and they have a right to do so safely. They have a right to get an education, and taking over a building by force is unacceptable.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering today, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Haiti's transitional presidential council Tuesday named Edgar LeBlanc, the former Senate president, to lead the council and former youth sports minister Fritz Belizarre as prime minister. Under the arrangement, LeBlanc is leading the transitional council, which is making decisions about general government operations in the island nation. As prime minister, Belizarre will run the government. They will attempt to bring security back to the violence-racked Caribbean nation. LeBlanc's naming follows weeks of political deadlock and infighting following the resignation of former Prime Minister Ariel Henry, while an armed conflict surged in the capital, marking a difficult path ahead for the council and LeBlanc. A transitional body is formed by 7 voting members and 2 non-voting observers. Belizarre's nomination must also be confirmed by a declaration in Haiti's National Gazette. Rescuers in Kenya were digging through mud with shovels Tuesday to recover victims' bodies as the number of people still missing rose steadily after rains triggered heavy flooding and landslides across the West African or East African nation. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
In Mai Mahiu in central Kenya, at least 48 have been killed and dozens remain missing after a mudslide and flash floods hit the town early on Monday, the Kenya Red Cross said. The water swept away cars, railway tracks and houses. At least 169 people have died across Kenya since last month due to heavy rains and flooding. Over 190,000 people have been forced from their homes, including 147,000 in the capital, Nairobi, according to the president's office. Kenya's president, William Ruto, told citizens living in landslide-prone areas to leave or risk losing their lives. More heavy rainfall in several parts of the country is expected in the coming days, the president's office said.
That's Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reporting. A gathering of the world's nations Tuesday completed negotiations on a treaty designed to address the problem of plastic pollution. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
And have made more progress than they have in 3 prior meetings. Among the takeaways from the current meeting, the talk shifted in Ottawa from sharing ideas to negotiating treaty language, while limiting how much plastic is manufactured globally is on the table. Work on the treaty will continue between now and the next meeting. Negotiators aim to finalise it this fall. Many travel to the Canadian capital from communities affected by plastic manufacturing and pollution. Julia Dabuzin, a Canadian parliamentary secretary, says there has been a monumental change in the tone and in the energy of the talks. I'm Charles Ledesma.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.